episodes, 10 minutes long, by September 10th, 100 new listeners. This is All Things Mac Summer Session featuring Jason Katz. Here are today's top stories. Apple finishes the transition to Intel and an in-depth look at Jobs' keynote and his announcements. These stories and some tips on the second All Things Mac Summer Session show.
Hey there!
Hello.
So what's this whole September 10th deal?
Well, I realized that Summer Session should be extended to finish by September 10th, as to give me more time to make better stories and produce better shows.
That's great! Is there anything else new that I should know about?
Yeah, there was no growth in listeners, but ATM is previewing a new website accessible at allthingsmacintosh.googlepages.com. No www. I know the URL is long, and I might be changing it. We'll have to see how it goes.
Golly gee willikers, that's sweet! I'll have to check it out.
While you do that, let's go back to the show. The two hardware items released from Apple finished the Intel transition in 210 days flat. Apple released the Mac Pro, which is now the fastest Mac ever, and a new Xserve, which is Apple's server. The Mac Pro uses two dual-core Intel Xeon processors, and it fits in the same case as the previous Power Mac. The computer can be customized to up to 3 GHz, 16 GB of RAM, and up to 2 TB of hard drive space. The Xeon processor is 64-bit, which is fully compatible with Tegra, but more importantly, fully supported in Leopard. The price? It is really customizable, with the price starting at a smooth $2,500, but it could be lowered to $2,200 with a slower processor, and it is available now. The server is also fast, with speeds up to 5 times faster than the previous G5 server. The server is fast as well as easily expandable, and it is competitive with Intel's server. The starting price is $3,000 and will be available come October. These two new products finish off Apple's transition to Intel, and now every computer in the Mac lineup runs off an Intel processor, something that is truly an achievement. Apple's transition to Intel was quick and almost painless. The new computer lineup is really strong, and the roadmap looks great for the future. The second major thing Jobs talked about at his keynote was macOS 10 Leopard. This is something that I'm sure every Mac user is looking forward to. Jobs announced 10 new features that will be available in Leopard, but also mentioned that there are a few top secret things that they plan on releasing with Leopard, and will be shown at a later date. Now I'm going to go through the new features one by one and discuss them. The first is 64-bit. Leopard supports 64-bit processing, which can help really take advantage of the new Mac Pro you're all planning on getting. Tegra also supported 64-bit, but not through and through. Now developers can develop applications that truly fly. 2. Mail. Mail got a new update to help you streamline your work. 3 new features were announced. Stationery. Stationery is pre-designed templates to spice up your mail. Jobs said it will work with almost all the mail readers, so you can send beautiful-looking emails that take seconds to format. The second feature of Mail is Notes. You have the ability to open up a window and start typing notes. The window is similar to the stickies feature, but these will be emailed to you automatically. This is an awesome feature, and I wish I had this past year for school. The last feature is To-dos. To-dos are items highlighted as to stick out. To-dos will work with many applications in Leopard, including iCal. Mail 3 adds to the seamless integration of applications that is well known to the Apple community. 3. Spotlight. Spotlight receives an update under Leopard. It can now search servers, has a new quick look as to preview documents, and the new searches will be refinable as to find what you are looking for faster. Spotlight is a feature that was added in Tegra, copied by Vista, and updated in Leopard. 4. iCal. Under iCal, you will now be able to see a coworker's schedule, so when you schedule meetings, you will know whether he or she is free. A new Dropbox will be added, which is a way for people to share files, Anyone attending an event can now share files with each other, which will make it easier to share documents and make it easier to produce polished work. iCal is an application that if you own a busy business, it is necessary for production. 5. Core Animation. Core Animation takes advantage of the Intel Core Duo technology to create visually stunning environments with less lines of code and less processor power. It will help create visual tools that are far superior to any competition and will allow developers to make some hefty products. 6. Universal Access. Universal Access is updated in Leopard as to provide for those in need of these special features. Braille is now supported, and a new voice was created that takes advantage of new technologies. The voice Alex was created, which when compared side by side to previous products, it blows them out of the water. Extended keyboard support is also added, so anyone who wants a Mac can now Mac. 7. Now for the really fun features. Dashboard receives an update to put the end user in command. Two new features are getting added to Dashboard. Web Clip for Dashboard allows any website to become a widget, as to really allow anyone to take charge. If you want a widget, you can have it. They take seconds to create and automatically update in real time. The second feature is Dash Code. This is for professionals. Dash Code makes it easy to create custom widgets that can be easily shared with the Apple world. It includes a built-in debugger and many templates to make widgets easy to produce. 8. iChat. iChat gains some really cool features that take advantage of the built-in webcam, as well as make it easy to share information with your friends or business partners. A few new features include iChat screen sharing, which puts you in control of your friend's computer to fix a problem or to point out something to your friend. iChat Theater allows you to give keynote presentations as well as iPhoto slideshows to your friends with the touch of a button. You get to control the slideshow and narrate if you so desire. The coolest feature gives you the ability to chat from anywhere. Literally. You will be able to set up your own backdrop without even needing a green screen. This feature is really cool, as well as you get the ability to use the effects in Photo Booth for a laugh. iChat is now catching up, and in some places superseding the competition in new and innovative ways. One of the two completely new applications coming to the Mac is called Spaces. Spaces creates more space on your computer and in essence increases the space on your desktop fourfold. You now have the ability to separate your applications into four specific spaces and can easily rearrange what space the application is in. It's easy to change what space you're in and is fully customizable. The whole feature is really cool and could be used to help you multitask with your busy schedule in new and innovative ways. The last new feature in Leopard is called Time Machine. This is probably the coolest new element. Time Machine will blow you back to last week. Time Machine is the best looking, easiest way to back up your entire computer. Time Machine will save the way your computers each night at midnight. This way, if you say delete an important file, you can easily refer back to your computer the day before, and your file will be there. The application is visually stunning and is better than trying to recover deleted files via the trash. Time Machine will take modern computing back to the future. All of these new features are free in Leopard, as well as some top secret features not mentioned. A few other features added include Front Row, Photo Booth, and Boot Camp built in, which are all features that come free in new computers. The transition to Intel is complete, and with macOS 10.5 Leopard coming out next spring, Apple is truly the computer company of the future. All of the features mentioned can be seen in action on apple.com, and on the main page you can click to see a preview of Leopard. I recommend you check it out. Now on to some Mac tips and tricks offered in Tiger. The first feature is with the Finder. If you have the Finder open and want to open a new Finder window, just hit Command and click on the window you wish to open. If you hold down the Option key and press on something in the Finder, it will open up that window you clicked on in the Finder and close the window you were just at. Here's a useless feature for advanced users. If you open up the terminal, I suggest using Spotlight and type kill all, that's K-I-L-L-A-L-L, no space, the K is not capitalized, space, doc, D-O-C-K, capital D, and don't hit enter. Now, if you open up your internet browser, hold down the shift button and minimize the window, then go back to the terminal window and hit enter while the window is still minimizing. You can stop the window from minimizing and still be able to use that window. That was the second episode of All Things Mac Summer Session, and I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have any questions, comments, or sponsor requests, feel free to email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. You can check out the new website at allthingsmacintosh.googlepages.com. I might be switching over to that, or I could be staying with the old one. I'm not sure yet. There are other ways you can help. You could vote for me on Podcast Alley or tell a friend. Thanks for everything. Enjoy your summer and the ATM summer session.